talk to me about what Vine City and English Avenue are like. Paint a picture for me and tell me about the people who live there.
Vine City and English Avenue have a very long history, certainly. And it's very common for me to come across property owners, you know, neighborhood residents who have been there, you know, 30 plus years. So, I mean, it has a high level of community pride. I think that the, you know, the history over the, you know, probably again over that last 20 or 30 year period, with probably being the epicenter of the, you know, the heroin problem in the United States, those people have been severely marginalized, but they're still there. So, I mean, there's enough of that foundation that's still there that hasn't fled to the suburbs or hasn't left the neighborhood to its own devices.
Is this one community or are these two separate communities?
Well, I think the locals would certainly say it's two different communities. The word that I've heard used is sister communities.
In terms of the housing vacancy, land vacancy, crime, poverty, are there differences in terms of the negatives between these two neighborhoods?
There may be. I really can't tell. I think that blight and, you know, homes that are boarded up and homes that may not have been occupied for 20 years, I think that's a problem that is, it's going to be a problem in any neighborhood.
But the owners of these properties that are vacant or abandoned or a fire hazard, are they present in the community? Do they answer for themselves?
I would say there's a huge problem with the owners being absentee landlords or absentee investors. There's no doubt.
What does a prevalence of abandoned and vacant homes and properties do to a community? What is the impact?
Well, I think it's total. From the health and welfare, both physically and mentally, to the youth who are growing up in conditions that where trash and refuse and boarded up buildings, possible illegal activities in the properties, you know, that's par for the course. So I mean, it really lends to the overall stagnation in the community, I would say.
In the 1990s, you say there was a lot of energy and hopefulness about a revitalization because of the Georgia Dome. What do you think went wrong?
There was an era probably in the mid to late 2000s where there was a lot of construction, a lot of building, a lot of the infill lots were getting put in with, you know, with new construction. And it really looked like there was a positive change at that point. But the kind of prevailing problem was subpar construction.
Are you concerned that outside developers and forces will come in and not have real commitment and roots in the community, and history may repeat itself?
I think the difference now is that we've been through that. We've weathered that storm, and I think we're a lot better prepared this time.